Okay. And then it gives me the option to stop subtitles. So I will not click that. And it looks like Autoscribe is working as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I can see transcription chat of what you said.
Yep. And okay, and what Chris just said just popped up in chat. So I guess it's working so far, and I guess as long as it continues to work, then I will just be the host for this meeting. Does anyone volunteer to run the meeting, or am I stuck with it?
I can run it if you want, Ben.
No, we can swap off like last time. I can take the second half if you want to, but I just, my brain is not engaged right now. So take it away, Nis.
I'll kick it off. Thanks for joining, and remember to sign the contributor agreement. It seems like everyone here is one of the common folks, so no need to go into too many details about that. We will go in the normal order of business, pull requests, then issues. I always forget which week we're in, so can someone please remind me?
This is Trace Interop week.
Trace Interop. Thank you very much, Chris. So we will, let's dive right in, and the first Trace Interop pull request is 317. This one here. And this is from me. And what it was Ori that called out that the three endpoints we have without security looked different. And indeed it did. And it seems like it was because these two had security with an empty square bracket, and the last one, which is one of the did ones, it didn't have that line. So basically I took that away, and that makes it look the same. Having a little padlock on something which is not secure didn't seem right. So what I expected was happening, it might have been good enough, but the OAS didn't probably recognize it. It probably just looked for security. So it looks better now. Let's see, what do we have? Three approvals. There was some discussions, but that's because those did ones are a little hard to determine what's what. I've had been confused as well. Let's just go for it and ask if anyone has objections to merging Trace Interop pull request 317.
None from me.
Beautiful. I'll go ahead and merge. So next one is from Mike, which I don't think is on the call. Would any of Mike's colleagues please comment on 318 if you can?
Let me do a quick review. My understanding from Mike is that there was some confusion on what exactly was the measure of completeness for workflows. So this is some documentation regarding that. I see there's a to-do in there, so this is probably still in progress, but I think this is a good initial start to that. And I believe that Ted had some changes that have been integrated.
The one thing, I forget if I actually added a comment. My initial reaction to this was the actual workflow definitions should go on vocab, not here. This describes how it's done, more like describing the protocol, but that does indeed seem. The reason I had that thought was it mentions CBP, but this is perfectly cool, and I also approved it. So let's go ahead and ask if anyone objects to merging 318. Nope. Excellent. Merged. That was what we had on interop, which means we'll move on to trace vocab. First one is this one, 492, which is mine, and it's just rewording certificate to certification, which I probably wouldn't have done this myself, although I did do it, but this was on demand from our customer. And as we all know, the customer is always right. Three approvals and a few discussions, but otherwise it seems okay. Would anyone object to merging 492? Nope.
Nissa, I have one question for you. It looks like there's the addition of the USMCA certification of origin. Was there a removal of a file that had a different name, or is that a full-on addition of a new item?
That does look weird. I think it's because I changed the name to certification, but where is the delete? That's very strange. I apologize, I didn't notice that myself. Why don't I look into that and merge it on my own? Is that a better way? Because certainly that's not right. We don't want two of them.
Yeah, I would definitely agree to merging offline if it is in fact a simple file rename and changing as is done in the certification of origin file above it.
I think you're right. I'll just make that comment. Merging offline. Thanks for catching that. Sometimes Git can be a little weird on file renaming. I am trying to excuse myself, I guess. That's probably what happened. Moving on. 494. This one also from me. And this is, our long quest to fix up, linked data terms. This is a bunch of them. I decided to put it all into one pull request this time to not have too many of them. So, yeah, just term definitions, which are simple bugs that we now have the tools to catch. We have three approvals. I'm sure Ari would approve as well. Would anyone object to merging 494?
Just to clarify, the PGA shipment status list one looks like another file addition. Is that
that is intentional?
Intentional as
that
well.
That is because you cannot define terms within the credential subject. So I had no other choice but to move it into a file of its own and then define the term at the root level.
Got it.
So I will go ahead and merge. It's a bit slow today. Oh, come on, get up. I'm sorry. I'm going to merge, but I'm waiting for the... There we go. Merging now. So that takes us to 495. From what's that?
Russell Hoffendahl.
Yeah, that's right.
Tricky last name. this one's pretty straightforward. A bit ago, intent to sell was renamed as intent to import. There were a few properties that still were holdovers from intent to sell, like there was seller and buyer. So I switched those to importer exporter along with some of the language.
Beautiful. That's excellent. Any objections to merging? Cool. Merging 595. Thanks for cleaning that out. Next was yours also, Russell. 496.
Yeah. Yeah, this is working off some spreadsheets to do with the EDD early detection distribution stuff, an invasive species shape file, so like geo coordinates and shapes stuff and its metadata. So this one, it creates a certificate or credential for the a file, and then there's that links to that references a credential for supporting metadata.
There are some comments from Ted. Would you care to just resolve them?
Yeah, I actually did resolve those.
Oh, you did?
Grammar tweaks. I just forgot to. I mean, I pushed a new commit that does resolve those. I just forgot to resolve the conversations.
So okay.
Fine.
Right. So we can merge. Can I just ask before, and I should have thought of this. The name of the file, EDDSHP, do we have to, is there a reason to have it so codified? It's like impossible to understand what that means on the file itself.
Is there let's see. In the file itself, it's titled, the title is EDD shapefile. I could change the file names to EDD shapefile.
I would personally prefer that. I also think that's kind of the, you know, the unwritten naming convention we kind of have settled. I would suggest you do that.
Sure.
But yeah. Let's go ahead and merge this, and you can push that in after.
Sure.
Cool. Thanks. So without further ado, let's merge 496. And next one is also 497, Russell.
Yeah. This one is similarly NYSMA North American Invasive Species Management Association. So this is working off, I think I linked to the PDF document that goes into detail about a bunch of different credentials and or a bunch of different, don't know what to call them, information sources with fields. And turning those into a set of credentials. Oh, there actually is, later there's going to be a separate PR integrating these into a single certificate that references a number of these schemas, but that's outside of the scope.
All right.
And Ted's changes were integrated.
Excellent. So let's go ahead. Any objections to merging 497? Great. Merged. Next is 498 from me here, which was some feedback I got on the description. It's not an LOI. It's not a version of that. So I took that out. I have three approvals. Any objections to merging that in? Oh, that's a conflict. Any objections to me merging that offline? Comment about that. So next is also from me. I added the CVP form reference numbers on two of these schemas. 7501 and 3461 is what people typically refer to these documents as. So I added those in the title. And three approvals. Any objections? Oh, wait, let me just copy the link into the chat here. I'll go ahead and merge. $399. $500 was adding, just basically adding something to the credentials section, just so it's not blank, because blank sections are not so pretty. I worked your comments into it. Thanks for those. And a couple of approvals. Any objections to merging 500? Merging. So 501, that's also for me. And this is because we're working on ways to define certificates in one file instead of two, and this is kind of a next step in doing that. What we attempted earlier didn't work because, like I said earlier, defining in terms in the credential subject that isn't recognized. So I took those out and put them in the comment section instead, the root terms instead. Let's see, that was 501. I have three approvals. Any objections? Merging 501. Let's see if that could be if that works well, might be a pattern for future ways to do that. 502. Here. We were missing term definitions for instance definition and also workflow. I believe I added that a little bit later. I noticed that also. And I just defined them in our own traceability space. So we have two approvals. Any objections to workflow terms? I'm merging. So 503 here from Russell, you again?
Yeah. This is working directly off of a request from Mike just to have this certificate detailing claims from a third party. The only tricky bit in this, I think, as Mahmood pointed out, is that Mike requested that the value of a claim be either a string or an object. So I just made a standard value property as well as a value object property that could optionally contain an object instead of the value, the string value. Since it's, I'm guessing that's less common.
How are we handling this for something like identifier or something like that in our verifiable credential? Because this should very much be the same way, right? It's a single term, and it accepts either an object or a string. I don't think we should split it up this way.
Yeah, isn't there... Can we use one of here? Is that...
Yeah.
Yeah, I can use one of. I looked around and I didn't see any, I didn't see any examples of one of being used, so I was guessing that was less pretty of an approach, but I can absolutely switch to a one of.
I think one of would be better than, this approach.
Yeah, sure.
But it's, that's the only, like, point I have on this. If that's fine, then like my approvals like goes through.
Honestly, I think I could just change this and put in a an update to this, so no need to merge now.
I don't quite understand. I apologize. I didn't notice this before the meeting. I don't understand the intention of this. It seems very generic, and it kind of feels like it is doing what verifiable credentials do. So why do we need to define claim here when, you know, a verifiable credential basically is a set of claims? So doesn't it belong at that level? If you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a question I can bring up with Mike, but I'm basically just working off of a request that he made to create a credential with a specific example.
Hmm.
So about that.
Okay, can we pause on this PR until we get answers to that? Because I was thinking that too, and I thought I was missing something.
Yeah. Yeah. So, absolutely.
Yeah. So please, if you can put Mike on this and have him explain.
That's his point. Sure. Absolutely. I'll be happy to ask. I'll just put a comment on it like after the meeting. So 504, Vivian, it's yours.
Yes, so for this one, since events are referencing products which are already like have the product VCs. So what I did in this PR is that I replaced the direct embed of a product object with a hash link, which points to the product VC, and with the hash part of the link, and make sure that the product VC stays the same as the event VC was issued.
Yep, and I asked, I needed to understand the intention there, and that seems good. I still think that the hash link, so let me resolve that part of it. I still think my first request is, it seems weird to have the hash link URI define products. I'm not going to hold this back, just want to call it out if you're certain that's what you want to do. Like schema.org/product seems like a more appropriate definition of what the term product
is. I think this may end up being another one of, but in my mind, the only reason why you can't use product is because a product will have 5, 7, 10 events. And if you're replicating that product info on every event, then you're wasting a tremendous amount of data. This is more a refer to product here to get what it is. And the reason why you want a hash link is because if that product changes, then, you don't want that product to change is the point, right? You want that product to be exactly what you reference.
Okay. Cool. Let's try it out. And, if it works, that's great. It might be conflating ID with type, but I'm not an expert in that myself. So let's just stop that conversation. I'm happy to go ahead. We have two approvals. So any objections to merging 504? I'm merging 504. I think we have one more coming in. Oh, Ben, that's yours for today, 505. Would you want to introduce this?
Okay, so this pull request updates the development.md file, which is addressing issue 307 that I tracked down and assigned myself to. Right now the development.md file is really out of date and doesn't cover the change to YAML syntax. I guess before it was using JSON directly. And so what this does is this updates it to reflect our current conventions. And as I was editing it and writing it, there are a few things that stuck out. Like when you're writing documentation, it's like, oh, we should do it this way and define conventions. So OpenSFF and Postman inside the schema folders, I moved into common and credentials to separate by type, and then we have tags to separate by further categories. And futures, UC.js, it does the exact same thing that Regenerate does, except a single one instead of just generating the proof for a set of credentials. So I removed the folder related to create future VC.js in favor of just being able to run regenerate.js.
Yeah, big plus one on that. It's a much, much simpler tool that you build.
Yeah. So, and that's pull request 505.
Awesome.
And thanks, Ted, for the lots of edits and fixes to my horrible programmer spelling.
Oh, yeah, that's quite a bit. Let's see. Can I merge this? It seems like it's...
I think CI is probably going to take another second. If there's no objections, I think we can merge this as soon as the CI is done. Is that okay?
Let me just... It seems like I can merge. Yeah, I did. Although it wasn't all green. One of them was yellow. But that worked.
Okay.
Great. So we have... three left for two as like homework for me and one for further discussion. That concludes pull requests. So let's switch over to issues. And I forgot to ask this in the beginning of the meeting, but let me ask now. Does anyone have specific issues that you would want to raise on either repo? If not, we'll just go ahead in the normal order of business.
I was thinking of a suggestion. Instead of doing by sorting by the least recently updated, would we want to look at issues with the pending close tag to see if we can close those out first and then switch to least recently updated?
That's a great idea.
I have no objection with that as long as we get to the first three OAuth 2 requirements tickets in Trace Interop.
Okay, actually, well, if those are high priority, let's kind of do it in that order. We can do 240, 245, 244, 243, or whatever.
I'm happy with that. Would you mind putting those in the chat?
Okay, let's.
You guys are moving so fast.
Sorry. They're just right in order. Let's 240 has a pending close. Let's look at that and then let's switch to the ones that Chris brought up.
240 was getting us on some of us on so we can open the meeting. I actually haven't even tried it, opening the meeting yet. I guess I'm too late. And some of you guys always open, but it seems I do have the login, so I assume it's done. And unless there's anyone else that want to ask, well, then we'll make a new issue out of it. So I'm happy to close 240.
I agree. I think it's been resolved.
Great. So let me just check if we have any pending closed on the other. We have plenty of time. Pending closed are really fast. I don't think we have any on Trace Interop, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, Trace Interop is pretty small. I think Trace Vocab has a bunch of pending closed.
No, that was it.
It's just that. Trace Vocab. Sorry, brain not working.
But that was it. There's only that one. We just closed.
Oh.
Right?
On Trace Interop, on Trace Vocab has a lot, but I think let's stick with, since we're on Trace Interop this week, let's stick with Trace Interop.
But my only point is no, Trace Vocab does not have any more pending close.
Are you sure?
I actually see six of them, seven of them.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just closed in Trace Interop.
All right, please, link in the... Ben, it sounds like this is time for you to take over the meeting.
Okay. right, let's do that. Just a quick check. We're 30 minutes out, so I think we have time to look at Trace vocab pending close, and then switch over to the issues that Chris wants to address. Yep. So is that okay?
Go for it.
Yeah.
All right. So first one we're at issue 445. This is update traceable presentation example. I think this was addressed in Ori's pull request 458. Does this mean that this has been closed, or do we want to give Ori a chance to confirm this can be closed out?
Let's ping Ori again and get him to confirm.
Okay. I think, so I can ping him in chat when he gets back from IETF, and if he says it can be closed, then we can close it.
Agreed.
Moving on to 384, I think, oh, this is a dupe of 192, so I think this should be pretty straightforward to close if we have two of the same thing.
You did this right?
Well, I mean, there's a tagging structure which was added in the credentials, so I think that issue can be closed. And then industry-specific credentials into a folder, I think that right now separating types by folder of having common credentials and presentations and then using tags to separate by category and industry is a better approach to do this. But I might have been a little trigger happy in terms of applying the pending close tag to this.
You've done what you've solved the intention. You just solved it in a better way than what was described, but the requirement is satisfied would be my assessment. All right. Of this.
All right. Let's go ahead and close 384 then. All right, and then I think moving on to 311. So 311 development.md ontology structure should be changed to YAML example. I think this is just outdated and that was completely updated. So I think this one can be safely closed.
Yep, closing.
All right, closing. Oh. All right, NIST just closed it, so that's good. I think by extension, 307, which does not have pending close currently, I just updated the development.md file, so I think this can also be closed, unless we want to propose further changes to that file. I'll just
close it.
All right. So going back, update traceable presentation. We have a pending close on 287. So NIST added the pending close for this. I think this is due to lack of engagement.
No, it's because we included those ontology visualizations, which is sort of what he's asking for. So I asked if that was kind of what he was thinking about. I would suggest that we assume that to be the case. It's been pending closed for 2 weeks. Okay. He can always open it up if he has better suggestions. It's not table form like what he's suggesting, but kind of the same point.
Okay, so we can mark as closed and just say reopen if you don't agree and just be a little aggressive on that. Next one is fix IRI format. This one is pending close. There's a lot going on here. no concrete changes have been suggested and none agreed to. This is set on pending close on May 25th. I think 2 months is enough to give people notice to respond to a issue. So I'm just going to say closing due to lack of activity. Next one is remove SSAC from generic bill of lading. NIFs, it looks like you marked this as pending close on February
22. Yeah, scheduled. And Mahmoud, this was a discussion we had, and we seem to have reached agreement.
Okay, so does that mean this can be closed?
Yeah, I believe so.
All right, closing issue. And last one is UNCE fact.
This was from way back when, I guess, Ori learned about CFAC data model and wanted to make sure that we included it. We are using it all over the place, so we can absolutely close this.
Okay. Our case resolved. So that covered that. I think with my main issue with traceability of OCAP right now is Trace Interop has like 20 issues that are pretty easy to keep track of. Traceability has like 80 issues that we keep forgetting to come back to, and it keeps growing. So I kind of just recommendation for everyone and anyone, like if there's an issue that you see that can be like put on the pending close tag and bring it up in this meeting, and we can try to squash some and try to focus more on the important ones. Chris, what do you have? Did you have any specific issues that you wanted to bring up first for interrupt if we get back to that?
Yeah, and they just happen to be the first three in order anyway. I just want to get some ready for PR tags on those so that we can move forward.
Okay, so that'll be 315, 314, 313? Or
245, right?
Exactly. 245, 243, and 242.
Okay. Let's do that. So the first one would be 245. This is define OAuth2 requirements for OAuth for presentations proof. And right now that currently is it must require OAuth2 and the scope is proof presentations.
Yes. And this is, I mean, I think we've discussed this at length.
Okay, I think in this case, the justification is this requires this endpoint requires the server to have control over the person's keys, and that means that by definition, this endpoint requires authentication. Are we ready to put a ready for PR label on this?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. 245 has a ready for PR label. Next one is 244.
I think the next is 243.
Okay, all right. Let's just edit the URL. Enter. Require for presentations available. This current state is presentations available must not require OAuth2, and this is by definition because we are using DidAuth and not OAuth that this must not have, this must not require OAuth2 authentication. I believe this is ready for PR. Are there any objections?
Not for me.
Okay.
I would suggest we are even more aggressive. It we can just close it.
I don't want to close it until we have the necessary conformance testing in place.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So that's what these PR are for. Are we? Let's see. Was the next one 244?
242 is next, but I do believe 244 requires the same treatment.
Okay. Let's go ahead and do 242. Presentation submissions, this is identical to presentations available, that by definition, this must be unauthenticated to allow for DidAuth to take place. Are we okay with putting a ready for PR?
Yes, please.
Label on this. Okay. And then now we can get back to 244, which is presentations verify. Let's see. One, presentations verify. Shouldn't the scope required here be presentations verify? I agree. I completely messed up. So I would say yes, verify presentations.
Right, I will modify that.
This is a similar justification to verify credentials that, by definition, this is consuming server resources and we would want OAuth to be required for authentication. I will go ahead and apply the ready for PR label on this. Okay. Is there any other issues that we want to give priority for trace interrupt, or do we want to go ahead and go back to the sort by least recently updated?
I think those are the only ones that I was concerned about addressing today.
Okay. Let's go ahead and sort by least common, least recently updated. And I will just go in order and do we want to leave time at the end to post the minutes, or are we okay with someone taking care of that offline?
I'm happy to take care of that offline. I just can't do it until later today.
Okay, I can give it a shot after the meeting, and I will post in the SVIP group to let you know if that worked.
Awesome.
Okay. So it looks like, Chris, this is your issue for sorting by least recently updated. It's like, Chris, this is your issue for 272. Would you like to provide some context?
Yeah, so this is when I added a new report for the conformance testing. It's using the same HTML template that we use for the interop testing. And this, I opened this issue because it seems like it might be a good idea for us to tailor those a little bit so that they have different wording, or anything else that we might think of that is appropriate to change. And I just wanted to open this issue to track suggestions on that, requests, et cetera.
Okay, I have, is that the one that gets, loading the URL, is that the one with the table with the errors at the bottom?
Yes.
Okay, my one kind of pet peeve about this is the table column width for assertion is too short, and that bugs me more than it should.
That is definitely a good... I would welcome a ticket on that specific issue. I'm happy to fix that. I agree with you. But I don't think that should be added to this issue.
Okay. Alright, so if that's a separate, that's my one main pet peeve about these. Other than that, does anyone, just drawing attention, is there anything else for the templates that needs addressing?
If other folks don't have any insight into this just yet, I'm happy to go look at those templates and add some suggestions for discussion.
Is that the right link for where these templates are, what the result of the templates are for the interop reports interoperability? Was that link I posted correct?
Yeah, so that's the interoperability report, and then if you change interoperability to conformance, you'll get the conformance reports.
Okay. And the main ask here is for wording or other things of that nature.
Yes. So, for example, they both have the exact same title. Perhaps we'd like to differentiate them somehow. Maybe differentiate the summary a little bit.
Okay. I just added a quick comment with that interrupt report, conformance report to make it specific for what's being asked, and then possible suggestions would be to change title or summary or something of that nature. So there's a comment on this. It's now not the least recently updated. Are we okay to move on to the next issue?
Yes.
Okay. We have... this one is from Ori. Define or forbid human readable exchange ID. I honestly have no idea what's going on, in this. Consider post exchanges credential refresh, definition oil from CA, definition steel import from, MX. So, or versus post exchanges URN, URID. I'm kind of confused because this doesn't, overlap with the endpoints that we have defined with this. And, it looks like the last comment on NIST is from NIST. So NIST, what? Can you give your opinions on?
Oh, anything? Yeah. Okay. Those endpoints, they don't make much sense today. I agree on that. I believe that the example we have now does have a URI, like the one I included on 23rd. So Ori's point is, yeah, it seems like we should probably relax that it doesn't have to be a UUID. That seems to be the agreement here. And we should take that out before we close the issue. And I'm not even sure where that is. Where do we have that must? Is that on the actual spec or is it just in this ticket?
I think the question would be, or the question that's being asked is, what's our opinion in terms of policy? Is that defined anywhere in the spec?
I'm actually just looking for that now. Workflows. I'm not sure it says this anywhere. Could it be on? I don't think it says must anywhere except for in the issue. But maybe doing this live now, freestyling, is not the right way to solve this. To me, right now, it looks like we can close the ticket because the topic of this ticket is no longer relevant. And since we didn't, as far as I can tell, we didn't work that into the spec. So,
I think one way to address this would be to say that we only define the endpoint of the suffix for presentations, available presentation submissions, or presentations, and that anything that comes before that is up to the person implementing the spec. So if they would want to say steal or import presentations, that would be within their right to do so. I put a quick comment for proposal for resolution of saying we allow for human readable paths. We do not allow for human readable paths. And number one is we agree on this definition. We have updated the spec to reflect this. But as Nish just said, we might just use the lack of definition to imply that we allow for human readable paths. So I will leave this issue as is, but I think we can probably just say add the pending close label.
Yeah.
And unless people strongly feel about this, I think that this can probably be closed without any action, potentially.
I'm adding a comment also. Please move on. My side.
Okay. So the next one would be issue 199. Need a place to store test results over time. This is brought up by Mike somewhere to have a database. I believe right now the report is just updating a report every day and does not update the statistics over time. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I think that this is not necessarily a request to update stats over time, but more to archive all of these reports every day so that they are available should someone want to look at them.
So if you want to go back and say, what was it yesterday? What was it the day before that? What was it 2 weeks ago? You would be able to index it by each day.
Precisely.
Okay. And so what is the current thinking of this?
The last comment I put in there is I was thinking that now that slash reports is no longer where the report lives, that there's an additional subfolder depending on which one you look at, we could put an index at slash reports that enumerates all of the historical reports that are available, and we could store them perhaps in slash reports slash archive and just have them automatically published there as well as in the current daily location.
Okay. So I think that sounds perfectly reasonable. Do we want to assign a ready for PR label for this?
I think that makes sense. I'm happy to take this one on.
Okay. So I will go ahead and I can assign Chris. Okay. So it has a ready for PR label and Chris has been assigned. And let's see, do we want to have one or two? We'll try to do one or two more issues. Next one is, I think, issue 100. This is Nis's favorite issue.
Mahmood, so Mahmood is such a good friend. He's turned over. So now you can
take it. Come on.
Mahmoud, it looks like he has conveniently dropped.
Oh,
too bad. I think he knew what was coming.
Yeah. What a nice trick.
Okay. I started playing around with Postman collections, and I did notice that on Postman, when you boot it up, it says, like, hey, here's PayPal's Postman collection. Here's Twitter's Postman collection, that there is a place to publish Postman collections. So I think this issue is just to publish them there to get some visibility. And I think that this might not be as hard as people make
it
out to be.
It's not hard at all. It's not hard at all.
Except it's not hard, except we've been dodging this for the last 5 months. So. okay, let's just say no action has been taken on this issue. And make a comment, and I think that might be something to follow up with take it or something. Last one is another fan favorite. Selected the closure credentials. Yeah, we just keep saying there's nothing to do here. Just a quick summary on this. What's the pressure on selective credentials, selective disclosure, and would that be done with traceability interop, or would that be something that would be addressed by traceability vocab?
I think it belongs here. It would be described. It's an endpoint, right? So it would also belong here. I don't know if anything more, if we need terms defined in vocab also, maybe, but.
Yeah, I mean,
we're waiting for the dust to settle on like these things, which I basically know nothing about. So I want to try and sound smart, but we can't really build an endpoint as long as the foundation is in flux.
It seems worthwhile to ask Brian or whatever to update. Because they're most likely to have the right details to throw in.
Yeah, now might be a good time to ask him to do that as well, because it looks like his latest comment indicated that perhaps there might be some changes coming to IETF that would be relevant.
Okay, so I guess we can follow up with Brian or whatever. That's the screen name, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I think that would be the next course of action to take on this issue, to ask for that. And
the one that brings the vacuum on the ticket?
Yeah, let's... Nis, can you add a comment to...
I'll do that.
Okay, and we are right at time, so I guess thank everyone for coming. I will go ahead and turn off the recording. I will post the minutes on the W3C meeting page, and I will see you all next week. Have a good one.
All right. See you next week.
Bye.